Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The running back. The quick pass is intercepted. It's going to be run in for an Indiana touchdown. D'Angelo Pond. Play action fake. Moore running out of time and gets sacked. Dominique Ratcliffe and Tyreek Tucker.
But when will you stop and appreciate how special and how historic all of this has been?
I'm really not thinking about the next game. I'm thinking about cracking open a beer.
And I bet that beer was cold and delicious for Kurt Cignetti as Indiana absolutely rolls through Oregon last night en route to the national championship game in Miami against the U, which is most definitely back. And they are 7.5-point favorites. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Sports Saturday here on The Fan. Zabe here, Wesley Clark behind the glass, and we have, as I like to say, a target-rich environment for topics and things and angles to talk about. Happy Wild Card Weekend as well to all who celebrate. What do you mean? Of course I'm celebrating. I'm going to watch the NFL football starting today at about 4:30. The premier game is on Amazon Prime tonight. That would be the Packers and the Bears, the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Then we got a triple header on Sunday. Clear the decks for that. And then we've got the Monday night sort of nightcap of the Texans and the Steelers from Pittsburgh. So it's going to be a banger weekend. It is a 50-degree day-ish and rainy in the DMV. So nothing better than to sit inside and watch some football and maybe some college basketball to get you going before 4:30. Thanks for joining me. The number to call the show is 800-636-1067. I don't have a call segment dialed in just yet. I'll probably have one later this hour. I'm also going to try something which I don't know if it'll work or not, but I am used to having a text line that people can text into me when I'm on the air for constant feedback, additional commentary, zingers, snark, whatever. Just that extra line of communication. Now, as I've come back here to the D.C. market and started doing stuff on JFK, I've found out that most of the hosts prefer to either just take calls or, if they want digital feedback, get it from Twitter. Well, not everyone has Twitter. That's the thing. Everyone does have a phone. So instead of having people text me directly, literally, you're wondering, you're not going to give your actual cell phone out now, are you? No. Many, many, many years ago, I acquired a Google phone number. Yes, you heard that right. It is a 10-digit phone number that you can claim by going to Google Voice, and it'll assign whatever numbers are not yet assigned to somebody in the country. And it's free, which is kind of nuts. And you can use it as a text receptacle. Sounds a little bit dirty, but a text receptacle. You can catch text messages from...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We'll get back to Steve here in a minute. He lost power on his equipment. But I know he was going over some of the NFL games. And that finally starts this week. It felt like a long week. People were waiting for NFL. You kind of got a tease with the college football games that we'll go over today. I know Steve, really enjoying what Indiana has been doing. But for today, in the NFL, you got the Rams at Panthers. Panthers, man, the way they snuck in the playoffs this year was pretty remarkable. They had a good season. They came back from, being down in last year, only win a few games. You know, people were questioning the draft pick of Bryce Young. But now they have to face the Rams. You know, the Rams, Super Bowl favorites for some guys. For me, not. I feel like when they're hot, they're hot. They can definitely win the Super Bowl, but I think they get too cold. They're going to be 10-point favorites. Packers at Bears. Green Bay is 1.5 in Chicago. And that price to get at the game, I want you guys to just guess in your head. That's $400. $400 to get into the Packers.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, there he is. I was just talking about the Bears-Packers price of being $400.
Thank you. You grabbed the baton and ran with it, Wesley, when my power went completely out in my house. And every system I have shut down, including, of course, the internet. Good man. Good man for the hokey behind the glass. Thank you very much.
It's some good practice.
That's good. Well, this is what hopefully Chris Kynard and Matt Cahill have taught you young bucks that, you know, the way you get into this business is you start on the lowest rung, but always be ready to jump behind the wheel if necessary. And that's exactly what you did.
Thank you.
You were mentioning the get-in price.
Yeah, the get-in price
for the Bears game and also what is going to be the national championship game. Did you see that number?
It's got to be a grand at least.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Wow. Yeah, it's
$4,000 for upper deck at Hard Rock. Like, it's supposedly going to be one of the most expensive secondary market tickets in history. In part because, and I don't know how true this is, I'll have to text Darren Ravel, intentionally butchered his name. I like Darren. Darren Ravel tweeted that Indiana has the largest alumni network in the country, for whatever that means. In other words, he believes, I think the way he put it was, there's more Indiana grads rattling around than any other school, which I know Indiana's a big institution. It's probably got an undergrad of close to 30,000 people, but a lot of schools have that. I don't know why there'd be more Indiana people out there than others, but either way, the price is going to not just buckle your knees. It is going to be wildly, fiscally irresponsible
to it try will to set
go
you
to
back.
That game in person. Yeah, no. It's not even a set you back. It's not even a buckle your knees. This is wildly, fiscally irresponsible to go to the game. This is the kind of decision that if you were to call Dave Ramsey in a show and tell him you bought a ticket for the upper deck for Indiana to beat, to see them win the national championship, he would look at you and he'd be like, well, that's dumb. Why are you doing that? Dumbest thing ever.
Throw a party at your house.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of things you could do otherwise. But Indiana rolls through Oregon last night, starting with the pow-pow quick pick six. It started with an absolute dump truck hit on the opening kickoff, and then a quick pick six. And you could tell, even though Oregon and Dante Moore got back in the end zone, they even the game at 7-7, you could say, okay, all right, everything's fine, everybody relax. You could tell that Dante Moore was not quite his usual self in terms of confidence and feeling like he knew where he was going with the football. And, of course, the offensive line for Oregon could not handle some of the Indiana pressure, and he got hit. He fumbled. And, of course, all their fumbles they lost. Indiana had two big potential fumbles that either fell right back into their hands or their Rose Bowl MVP Coogan jumped on their center. So they got away with a couple. Oregon just turned it over a ton. There was a blocked punt late as well. Indiana doesn't just look like a team of destiny. They look dominant. And I got a couple numbers here to throw out just to chew on for a second. And that is, here's one to ponder. So far, Fernando Mendoza has more touchdowns than incompletions in the college football playoff. That's right. He's got 5 incompletions, 8 touchdowns. And he's doing it with the most impossibly sunny and positive vibe you could ever see. He was 14 of 16 for a 192 against Alabama, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He was 17 of 20 last night for 177 and 5 touchdowns and no picks. It helps that he has guys who are insane in terms of their ability to catch the football. Elijah Surratt, 7-11, open all the time, getting mugged on a back shoulder pass, one arms it, like, what? I got it. And, of course, the ball was right where it needed to be. Charlie Becker, who's come on as an unbelievable weapon. I mean, big, rangy, like 6'4", can fly. Incredible hands like a tuna net. Just throw it up somewhere, he'll grab it. He's been awesome. It's the whole package, and they kept the starters in until very late, pretty much the whole game, and that's the way Cignetti rolls. So There's one stat for you. More touchdowns than incompletions. Next, in the FBS or equivalent era, teams that have scored 55 or more points and won by 30 or more points is a short list. The list includes this year, Indiana, 2025 Indiana. They beat Alabama 38-3. That qualifies a 35-plus outing and a 35-plus win. Actually, I'm sorry. The stat was 55 and 30. So they had a 55 and 30 outcome earlier in the year. But they beat Alabama by 35. They scored 56 and beat Oregon by more than 35 in this one. No, 34 would be. 22 plus 34 is 56. Something. But basically, they've killed teams by huge margins, scoring a ton of points. And the only other two times this has happened was Yale and Princeton in 1886 and 1885. In the prehistoric, the primordial ooze of prehistoric college football, when the game was basically first invented, 1886 and 1885, Yale and Princeton. Yes, 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 the Yalers back then. And not even any photographs of football back then. Do you have the full game log? They must have killed somebody by 30 or more, scoring 55-plus earlier this year. I know they beat Purdue 56-3. That's one of them. I can see that on the.
So you're asking 55 plus?
No, 55 or more points and a win by 30 or more points.
So I mean, you can go through it. So Indiana State, they won by 73. Kennesaw State, they won by 48.
Okay.
And UCLA and
they scored
by
50 in both those. Obviously, when you win by 70, you've scored 70. So obviously,
right.
The Purdue game more recently back in
47 against Kennesaw State. And then
it's just unbelievable.
53 against Illinois. So 63-10. It was 56-6 against UCLA, 55-10 against Maryland, 56-3 against Purdue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they just continued to roll
just,
at this point.
Just slaughtering. Okay. So let me get back to the Google Voice number. You can text me this morning at 330-99-ZABE. That's right. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo is that. It's Northeast Ohio, but the reason that I chose it on Google Voice, because it was a free number, was it created the easy-to-remember 99-ZABE suffix to that 330 prefix. So I just said, okay, let me grab this as a text line, direct line to me on the show. So if you'd like to text in, I will happily report back that, hey, it still works. 330-99-ZABE. Ty Hildebrandt of the Solid Verbal Podcast is going to join us next. These boys have been covering college football and doing a podcast since before podcasts were cool or financially feasible, all the way back in 2008. And you might wonder, what the hell kind of name is the Solid Verbal? Well, I'll let Ty explain it next, but he can comment on the phenomenon that is Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers, long since the laughing stock of college football, now about to summit the top of the mountain in the sport in which everyone thought that it was a lock for the big boys and the Deep South and the SEC and everything else. Sports Saturday, hopefully without further power interruptions, rolls on after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Game was a snoozer last night late, but I actually kind of enjoyed some of the shots of the family members, the parents in the stands, including Mendoza's family, as the game unwinded. And of course, I also enjoy any Sean McDonough called game. I really think McDonough and McElroy are an outstanding combination, and I prefer them to the A-team of Fowler and Herbstreit. But we're not going to get into that now because I want to further unpack this amazing story of Indiana football being not just on the verge of a championship, but doing so in a dominant fashion. Joining us now, I've known this guy and his partner in crime when it comes to covering and talking about college football for quite a while. They've been doing podcasts since 2008. Their podcast is called The Solid Verbal. They are the number one independent college football podcast out there, and Ty Hildebrandt has picked up the phone on a Saturday morning, and I appreciate it. Good morning, Ty. How are you?
Zabe, it is always an honor to be in your presence, sir. Happy Saturday.
Yes. So, let's explain for people who don't know. The Solid Verbal is an expression that used to be used in the oh-so-ancient days of pre-NIL and Portal by coaches who said about a particular recruit, we have a solid verbal commitment for the kid to come to the program. Is that right?
Yeah, and it doesn't really mean anything anymore. So we've been internally having discussions. We will never change the name now. We're too deep into this thing, but
right.
Yeah, it doesn't mean what it used to, does it?
How funny is it that you're, and I think that's a great name for your podcast because it's so very much inside baseball when it comes to the college game, that it's now been rendered almost moot, although the solid verbal has been replaced by strong legalese. Because you had Washington's guy do a U-turn this week when he realized he was looking at years and years and thousands of dollars of financial pain and lawyer fees if he really was going to try to leave Washington.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a whoopsie-daisy, didn't we, with DeMond Williams. And once they popped the hood and looked at the existing contract that he signed 4 days apparently before, mm-hmm, announcing that he was going back in the portal, that was a big undo for him. So yeah, it's again, solid verbal, solid legalese, whatever. We're kind of in the mix with all that right now on the NIL and transfer portal front, but never a dull moment to say the least in college football.
So Tell us from your perspective, having covered the college game through its myriad evolutions, what is Indiana doing here and just how incredible is it?
Well, there's like two layers to it, right? I mean, the most obvious is they're a win right now. They're rolling teams. Sure. They beat Alabama by, you know, 35 points. They follow that up with a 34-point win over Oregon. I think taken in a vacuum, and it doesn't even matter what the school logo is, just in a vacuum, that's an impressive run through the college football playoff. But then if you add on the layer of Kurt Cignetti rebooting a program, not even rebooting, just booting up for the first time a program that has historically been among the worst in all of college football and doing it in just the span of 2 years, that takes this to a whole other stratosphere. I don't think we have seen this combination of factors ever in the history of the sport, right? There was, of course, 2019 LSU with Joe Burrow and that team's dominance. And that, I think, is the one that we hold at least the modern standard of just incredible dominance throughout the postseason and throughout the regular season. But now this added layer of doing it so quickly via the portal with this personality and this coaching staff. And as we talk about on our show often, capital A alignment by in terms of the administration all the way down through the roster and their prep, like everything right now is operating at optimum efficiency on the Indiana side. And that in and of itself makes it one of the most incredible stories that I have ever covered. And perhaps that any of us who watch college football has ever seen. Yeah. There really is not that much of a comp with respect to what Cignetti is doing at Indiana right now. 15-0 going into this game against Miami on Miami's home turf, which is like its whole other story unto itself. It's a pretty cool and amazing story on like a thousand different levels.
Yeah, two parts off of that. One is, I think it's not just the most incredible college football story of my lifetime. I think it might be the greatest sports story of my lifetime, a sports story needing to have that element of impossibility, great characters, great twist, great hooks. It's got it all in it. And I'm going to get to Cignetti in just a second. But from a scope of things, this run reminds me of, you know, everyone had that one buddy that would play college NCAA football on PlayStation before they killed it. They would play it way too many hours, and they would play it in franchise mode. And then they would tell you one day, hey, I just took Troy State in franchise mode to the national championship. And you laugh going, ha ha, that's funny. Holy crap, how'd you do that? And he's like, well, it only took me about 368 hours of the game, but I finally did it. Cignetti's doing that in real life. Am I wrong?
No, he has picked the worst or one of the worst Power Four franchises, Power Four programs, and he has turned them around. What I would say is different than the old NCAA example that you mentioned, which I think we've all had a spin at that over the course of our lives.
Right.
It would take a couple years to do it then. You know, in the old world of college football, you couldn't just do this. It would take you 5 years to build up the recruiting base, to establish some credibility, to win a holiday bowl or something to get people talking about your program. But not because in the era of the portal, you can do things a lot quicker. Because Cignetti has this noun process where he's not practicing as much, but he's preparing as much. Like, it is not exactly the same, but I think because there are so few examples that we can point to for what he is doing, that is obviously a very apt comparison. He picked the worst teams, and he now has them 15-0 and playing for a national title in only his second year on the job. Right. It's incredible.
Obviously, Cignetti has an aura about him. He has one of the greatest lines of all time in college football or in sports. I win, Google me, and now he's on the brink. I don't think he's just an act, though. I think this is genuine. I think there is an amazing element to Cignetti that I'm trying to get my head around, Ty, which is how could a guy who was in the coaching ranks and at places like Alabama for a long time, and with a father who is in the College Football Hall of Fame, how could he have been overlooked, ignored, or snubbed for so long?
That's like the $90 million question, isn't it? And that's the type of thing that's going to have athletic directors around college football looking in the mirror and shrugging and wondering, how does a guy like this slip through the cracks? I mean, he did work with Nick Saban. He obviously comes from a pretty good coaching stock, being so his father is a Hall of Famer. And sometimes, you know, like in life, it can take a while to click. Maybe it's he was in the wrong place. Maybe it took a while for him to establish what his process is. I mean, you know how it is just working a real job, right? Sometimes it takes a minute till you find your voice and you find your calling. But for whatever reason, Kurt Cignetti has really zoomed to the front of the pack over these last couple of years. He started very small, IUP at Western Pennsylvania, yeah. Worked his way up to Elon. Then, of course, we saw what happened at James Madison. And now, you know, what's going on at Indiana. So it's been a very quick ascension for Cignetti once he decided to essentially take a risk on himself, take a pay cut going from receivers coach at Alabama to the head coach at IUP. But he has been able to establish himself as a force in this field very, very quickly. And, you know, more to the point of how college football has changed, if we had done this interview 10 years ago in the midst of all of this coaching movement across college football and said, well, we've got a guy now who wants to stay at Indiana and not go to Penn State, or stay at Indiana and not go to LSU or Florida, we would have talked like we were crazy. That was a foreign concept back in the day. Right. But because the game has changed so much, and because the stakes are even higher now than they ever were before, the fact that a place like Indiana can retain the likes of a Kurt Cignetti is almost as amazing as the likes of a Kurt Cignetti rebooting an Indiana program that never was anywhere close to this. I mean, it just, I think, is a pure testament to where we're at in the sport and how things have changed so quickly.
Yeah. I've tried to get my head around the Cignetti thing by dubbing it the Carrie Underwood effect. Carrie Underwood, having won American Idol, now is a bona fide, genuine A-list musical superstar. A number of other American Idol winners have been, whatever. She was this incredible talent that when she finally blossomed, you're like, oh my God, why wasn't she doing this all along? And I'm sure it's sort of, you know, mentioned these other athletic directors now being put under the gun of, why don't you find us a Cignetti? Oh. I think they're very hard to find because Cignetti was there like Carrie Underwood. He should have been doing this a long time ago, but somehow got missed along the way.
It's really tough to find a diamond in the rough. And it doesn't matter what profession you're in. And it doesn't always follow a linear path of somebody coming up through the ranks as a 23-year-old whippersnapper who starts as a GA, is really good in talent evaluation and scheme, and is around the right people and sort of slowly builds his or her career, right? I mean, it's not always linear. And I think we're finding that with Cignetti now.
All right, I want to tick through about five more things in less than 5 minutes, so we'll go quick on this. The money angle going forward when it comes to college football, what will this success do?
This success is, I think, going to put a premium on getting the right guys at the right time and not necessarily getting the highest priced talent out there. It's something that I think Oregon is now going to have to contend with. Oregon has a great collection of talent. They have spent a ton of money to get where they're at. They're clearly still a program on the rise under Dan Lanning. But as we see now with Indiana, having the right guys at the right time, the right system tends to mean a little bit more. How programs, how coaches figure out what that means to them remains to be seen. But my hunch is that there is not just going to be an emphasis on spending the money, but spending the money on the right guys.
You said a little bit more. The SEC, famous for it just means more, is getting left in the rear view at this point, much to the dismay of Paul Feinbaum and others. Do you believe the angle of, hey, you know what? They had big car dealer money quietly bankrolling the SEC for years. Now there's hedge fund money from the northern tier states funding the Big Ten. The game has changed. Do you buy that?
I do. How that works when everybody can pay the players.
Right. You know? Not only can everyone pay them legally, but the force of real money does exist in these non-traditional powers, right?
1,000%. Indiana, by the way, is the largest alumni base in America. It is a huge school that is just not used to being activated to care about football. And so to the point, yeah, when we start spreading the money around, when we've got a lot more money entering the coffers of college football, and it's not just one conference that's doing it either, you know, above board or below, it does tend to change the way that things, the balance of power. And on top of that, now with the portal and how guys can move around, they don't want to sit around for 2 years and wait their turn. The balance has dramatically shifted in the direction of schools like Indiana that have something to offer, get you on the national stage quickly. Guys want to be a part of that. So yeah, things have changed very, very quickly. More to the earlier point of how my college football podcast name means very little in retrospect.
That's right. All right. What do you love right now about the playoffs, and what would you fix or tweak right now?
I love the fact that we're going to get two teams. Actually, we had a Final Four, but in particular, we have two teams now that have not been talked about as much as a national power, if ever, in my lifetime. And Miami obviously has been there before, but it's been 25 years since we had this conversation. I love the fact that the 12-team field is going to give people the opportunity, or teams an opportunity, to be part of this now that weren't previously before part of it. What would I do to fix it? I would probably expand it to 16 teams. I would probably expand it because what I think we're finding here in the early going is that the first round bye is almost more of an impediment than it is any kind of saving grace. And I think 16 is where they should expand it to and keep it at until, you know, there's a reason not to. It just seems like this has some real momentum behind it. People enjoy watching it. I don't care so much about whether they're first round or even second round blowouts. We have seen that throughout the course of the 4-team playoff. But I think they've got a good thing here. They shouldn't try to ruin it by shoehorning more SEC teams in.
Oh boy.
Let's see if we can get the best of the best in there. Let's get it to a nice natural 16-team field the way I want it all along.
Yeah, and that would require a massive overhaul of the entire schedule and the transfer portal, but we don't have time for that today. On another visit or on your podcast, I'm sure you talk about that extensively. On the way out, who do you like in 10 days?
I would be crazy to not go Indiana.
Yeah.
At this point, they just seem inevitable to me, and it'll be a cool story and a cool matchup with a ton of storylines that we'll unpack. But how do you bet against it right now? That's beyond me.
I would say anyone who's thinking about Miami, I'd say, well, if you want to play in traffic, there's the street. Yeah. There's the street. Go in and have fun and good luck, because right now Indiana is absolutely trucking people. Ty,
F around, find out, right?
That's right. It's a FAFO situation getting in front of Indiana right now. All right, Ty, thank you so much for your time. It's called The Solid Verbal. Get it wherever you get your podcast. These guys are great, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Zave. Enjoy your weekend.
Coming up, trying to get my head around the Trae Young era in Washington. Will it even be an era? That's next. It's Sports Saturday on The Fan. Pouring rain outside right now in much of the DMV. Careful driving around. Let's hope that no more power outages here in the remote studios of JFK. Good morning, everybody. Zabe here on a Sports Saturday. Wesley Clark behind the glass. So Trae Young is a Washington Wizard. He was introduced yesterday, and he is excited to be here, which is, I think, the first and foremost top of the headline of the whole move. Ready? NBA star happy to come to Washington. I know that sounds like an awfully low bar and a little bit depressing, but let's be honest, my fellow Wiz brethren, having suffered through this long, long, seemingly unending walk through the valley of NBA irrelevance, that any star who wants to be here is a good thing. Now, the first thing I always do whenever there is a trade, I try to get out of my shoes and then just walk around the table and stand on the other side of the trade and look at it from that angle. Because remember, as good as you might think this trade was for the Wiz, like, oh my God, this is great. We didn't have to do this. And, you know, we were going to move on from a column anyway at some point. Kispert's just a throw in. This is great. Well, okay. Walk around the table, stand on the Hawks side and look at it and go, oh, so they were happy with this too, huh? That they were ready to get out of the Trae Young business. Trae Young is an outstanding player, exciting to watch. I dubbed him to one buddy as the Timu Steph Curry. He pushed back saying that's a bit too insulting. And then I looked more at the numbers and I said, you're right. That is unfair. He is not Timu Steph Curry. He is an approximation of that type of a player, just not quite as dynamic, not quite as lethal, and certainly not quite as serviceable on defense. The word on Trae Young in Atlanta was not only was the defense non-existent, but the rest of the team was getting fed up with its non-existence. He's also currently hurt, which is not good, and he is also currently approaching his age 30 season. And there's no reason that he can't be viable. It's not like a running back in the NFL. It's not like he can't be viable for years to come. But I'm just wondering, after his deal is up next year and he's got a player option for $49 million, I just don't – I have a hard time seeing, okay, why would the Wizards get into the Trae Young business and then re-up him for more money? What's the play here? They – all the signals are they're willing to do that, but he's not going to play much this year because of injuries, and they may just slow walk him back. Remember, we're in the business of losing games until the draft coming up in the lottery. Got to stay in that bottom eight. So they're going to slow walk him on injuries, use him sparingly, hopefully keep losing, let him be a positive influence in that young locker room, and then we'll see next year. And then if it goes great, then you pour more money into them? I don't know. I'm going to try to get my head around this more. We got Steve Buckhand dialed in for later on in the show, Mr. Wizards and NBA, so he can help explain what he sees in this deal coming up as well. But it'll make the Wizards far more watchable when he is in there playing. Not that they haven't started to become kind of watchable with these young Bucks really starting to get going. Coming up, my early leans on the wild card weekend, and then the Commanders get their man in David Blau. Sports Saturday with Steve Zabin right here on The Fan.
Fred currently at 30 and a half, up 27. Fernando, they bring pressure. He finds his guy.
Easy.
What a throw! What a catch! EJ
Williams Jr. Pat McAfee sidelined last night on the Altcast on ESPN. For those of you who are looking for the coach's room on your selection of games last night, it didn't exist. They didn't do it for the semis. I believe they're doing it for the championship game. It's always my favorite alt channel to drop in on, just to see the coaches running through the coaches clicker, and they're just all that coach speak, and they're like, oh yeah, no, he pinned him down there. Now he got to shed that block right there. See right there? Now I tell my kids to try to hit that one right there, and they're doing all the coach speak. Like, it's super annoying if you just want to watch the game as you normally watch the game with replays and the commentary, because what the coaches do in the coaches' room alt feed, as soon as the play is over, they snap to an all 22 and then start rewinding.
That's obnoxious.
You don't like that?
No.
You got to think like a coach.
But I feel like I know enough to not have to do that. And I'm not going out there to coach my high school team.
I hear you. I don't watch it the whole time. I pop in and out just to have it on. But yes, that was McAfee from the sideline. If you're a McAfee fan, you love that channel. You want to hear Pat's commentary on it. They have absolutely terrible, not seats, but they got a terrible view of the game because they're down there on the sideline in the end zone, basically. So they really can't see much other than the Jumbotron. But if you want his commentary, you got it on that. Okay, welcome back. Final segment this hour, Sports Saturday of hour number one. Next hour, we're going to talk about the Commanders pulling a bit of a surprise. Everyone thought that they were going to be locked in on Mike McDaniel. And guess what? They said, we got our guy right here, David Blau. Blau, Blau. First game today in the NFL, the wild card weekend, Panthers and Rams. Rams, last I checked, were a 10.5-point favorite. And this is a big number. Apparently, the sharps, they say, in gambling terms, are on the Panthers plus the boatload of points. I can see why, given that the Panthers stunned the Rams earlier this year on November 30th, winning 31-28 to end the Rams' six-game win streak. Stafford was not good in that game. He had three turnovers. And Bryce Young was really, really sharp, 15-20. Can they do it again, though, on what's going to be, I think, a rainy day down there in Charlotte? It's a lot of points. Rams typically, it's the largest postseason spread they've had since they were heavy double-digit favorites over the Patriots in the Super Bowl post 9/11, which we all know how that turned out. They lost the game outright on a last-second Vinatieri kick. Tonight, the Packers are -1.5 against the Bears. This is the rubber match of their series this year. The last team the Packers beat was the Bears. The last team the Bears beat was the Packers. Jordan Love is back after the concussion that knocked him out of the first Bears game. They pretty much had that one under wraps. Had he played the whole game, they would have maybe won easily. Can Ben Johnson, shirtless or shirt on, win a huge game for Bears and Bears fans, which would really make them pretty much say, we're back. We're back as an entity to be dealt with. This also is a big game for Matt LaFleur, who's coming into his final year of his contract. He wants top three money as a coach, and it's going to be harder to get if they lay an egg tonight and lose to the rival Bears. So those are your first two right there. Coming up, the Commanders get their man and David Blau. Have they made the right choice, or could this be a colossal miss with the likes of Mike McDaniel still lurking out there as a potential OC? 330-99-ZABE. You want to directly text message me, that's fine. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Zabe as well. Hour two, straight ahead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.